the deadline is tomorrow on the talks. So they're going to try to get something done by tomorrow. And it looks like the main snag on the talks right now is just that the Iranian side wants, you know, all the sanctions lifted. There's this letter from these 43 Republican senators urging Obama not to lift the sanctions. It's just interesting. It's at these times when you find out that there's actually a difference in these parties. In the United States, Republicans are solidly the pro-war party, the pro-Israeli party. You know, there's a lot of Democrats that vote wrong a lot of times, but it's at these critical moments that you'll see that there is a difference in these parties. So, you know, I think it's just it's a situation where, you know, just like the Keystone Pipeline vote the other day in the United States, that the Republicans were for it, but it still went down in flames in the Senate because they couldn't get a two-thirds majority. And it's going to be the same thing here. You know, they don't want Obama to do this deal, but he's going to do it anyway because they don't have the two-thirds majority in the Senate to override it. So I think there's going to be a deal. It's a very positive development in the Middle East and in the world generally. I think it really does indicate a shift in U.S. foreign policy. I mean, when Chuck Hagel became Defense Secretary, General Dempsey became chairman of the Joint Chiefs. A lot of people saw this as a pretty big change, a move away from Israel, away from the City of London bankers, and away from the Saudis as well, who, you know, lately haven't been real happy with, you know, any of this stuff either that the U.S. is doing. So, you know, you got ISIS in the Middle East. I think there's people in the U.S. government that know full well who's behind ISIS. There are elements of the U.S. government behind it as well, but there's elements that are against it. And this is just a big moment. If we could sign this deal with the Iranians, if we could normalize relations as a next step, get rid of these sanctions, be friends with the Iranians, who are the most rational state in this region, and move away from these GCC monarchies, move away from the Israelis. It really indicates, I think, what's coming down the road here, which is a big shift in alliances in the Middle East. And, you know, the Federal Reserve crowd is not happy about it. The Republicans aren't happy about it. The Party of War is not happy about it. Defense contractors aren't happy about it. Oil companies aren't happy about it. So there's a lot of, you know, big money forces against this. And yet, despite it, it seems to be moving forward. So I think it's a positive development, and let's just hope that we get something by tomorrow, you know, that we can get some kind of deal on paper and start moving down the road towards normalizing relations between the U.S. and Iran.